The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark. I love that thing. Just go. Can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watched those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with Marek Milic. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Beating the Habs PK. So let's be just completely clear. I never played on the power play unless we were really up or really down, or the coach is mad at his top forwards or D-men. But I did kill penalties. And you know what you can see Montreal doing, I talked about it a bit yesterday, is they're so aggressive. They're not letting Tampa set up. And you know, you're betting that even Tampa, if you get caught out of place a little bit or out of position, then when you're putting pressure on them, they're going to be unable to make a pass. That is like a pure pass that it can be a one-timer. You know, think how many times we've seen, you know, Kucherov to Point or Hedman to Stamkos or Kucherov to Stamkos or whatever. All those, they've just been money passes. But they haven't really been pressured. They're more stationary, especially in previous series. Now we're seeing Montreal just going almost all out on the pressure. So the way that I remember getting beat when we were going all out pressure is you take the pressure by putting the puck somewhere where there's no one. So let's say, for instance, Kucherov gets it in his own zone. Sorry, he gets it down on the half wall, and he's feeling a ton of pressure. He has to know he can rim it from his side all the way around the net, all the way around to the far point to where Hedman's going to be, so that it gets the pressure. So now Hedman has full control of the puck and no one around it for, let's say, 10, 12, 15 feet. And now when you're facing a guy like that with the puck, it's a lot harder to be aggressive. So on the zone entry, you got to get clear. You know, if you don't get that clean entry and you're unable to, you know, set up and face someone straight on, because as soon as they see your back, penalty killers are going to pressure a lot of times, and that's what Montreal is doing. So if you can get him to face, you know, if you can get up face up to the guy who's trying to challenge you, he'll probably slow down, then lets everyone settle into it. But Montreal didn't let him do it, and the Tampa was trying to do really close little plays, and there is a time for, I think, close support. But when you're getting full pressure, you have to put the puck somewhere where it's got a lot of time. So again, Kucherov's feeling full pressure from Sherratt. And then you got whoever coming in there, pushing Weber, all these guys pushing. You got to rim it as hard as you can. Hedman's got to be there so he gets it. Then he can quickly get to the middle of the ice, and now you're set up. And it slows the pressure the Habs give. Now, if they choose to pressure all the way out on Hedman, when that guy comes way out of Hedman, if he's on the point, there's a lot of ice just in behind him. So then you just dip it. You just kind of throw it past that first penalty killing forward, I guess. And now he has the open ice behind that guy, which might be, you know, top of the circle-ish. So, you know, it's one way to do it, and they're really skilled players. And again, I'm not telling them that they're doing it wrong. I just know how I didn't like it when people would do it against us and we're doing all pressure. And if they do that, they'll get set up, and then you can get into your places. Then your beautiful passes happen again. Until there's a bobbled puck, then the full pressure Connor Griggs will attack.